Coming up, they were not only the most successful pop act in music history, they were covered by more other singers than any other act in music history. And a lot of those covers were originals. It should be noted that we didn't use the word great or successful or even good in that last sentence.
I got a bad feeling about this.
The reason and reasons why? Well, there's a real thin line between... And...
Oh. My. God!
Allow us to prove the premise right now at 45 RPM.
Welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
It's go time.
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
You just never learned to spell.
Humorist.
I don't get it.
Grammy nominated songwriter.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
I'm going to ask you to kill me now. Please kill me.
And award winning broadcast personality.
Did you try turning it off and back on again?
Scott Edward Phelps.
Now, here comes the music.
Not only the phenomenon from England that changed the face of popular music in the 1960s, but a band responsible for more records by other singers that made tens of thousands of us, even millions of us, to this day, go,
"What the hell is that?"
Oh, and also,
just like that,
everything oldies is new again. Hey everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM, the Carefrees. Not two words, just one. They were a British group formed in 1964 and mostly known for that song. A tribute to those boys from Liverpool, We Love You Beatles. And Beatles is what this episode is all about. From the sheer tonnage of songs that were released in 1963 and 1964, spilling over into 1965, that once again made many of us say,
"What the hell's that?"
We call it the Beatles bargain bin. You really have no idea unless you do the research on the number of songs that were inspired by the phenomenon that was Beatlemania in the very early 1960s. Case in point, right off the bat, the Carefrees. Turns out there's a story.
Here's a story.
They were formed in 1964, and though they were referred to as a girl group, the Carefrees were three women and three men. And one of the women, vocalist Lynn Cornell, had been in a group called the Vernon's Girls. But check it out. She was married to Andy White, who Beatle connoisseurs will tell you was the guy who played the drums on the original track of the Beatles record Love Me Do. He was the drummer that George Martin brought in because George Martin didn't know from Ringo Starr and wasn't sure that he was capable of doing the song justice.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
We Love You Beatles was the Carefree's first recording and their only charted single, but check it out. It actually broke the top 40 in the American Billboard Top 100 and holds the distinction of being the only Beatles novelty record to ever reach the top 40. And the purists amongst us will recognize the fact that the song was based on a song called We Love You, Conrad.
We love you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Conrad, and we'll be true. When you're not near us, we're blue. Oh, Conrad, we love you.
Which was from the musical Bye Bye Birdie. Oh, and one more spot of trivia there. One of the other ladies in the group, Betty Prescott, she went on to work as a backup vocalist for recordings by Petula Clark, Dusty Springfield, Cilla Black, Lulu, but to this day is probably best known for her stellar work on We Love You Beatles.
Lots more great music at 45 RPM.
We hate you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do. We don't hate anyone as much as you. Your singing makes us say, P.U. Oh, Conrad, we hate you.
The dictionary defines the word phenomenon as a fact or situation that is observed to exist or happen, especially one whose cause or explanation is in question, which is really just a $12 way of saying
that's amazing!
There you go. And you had to be there to really understand how phenomenal it all really was. Singers who would go on to later achieve success were actually part of the flood of Beatle tribute records that appeared in 1963 and 64. In 1966, the Young Rascals would storm the charts with a number of hits, kicking it off with a garage band favorite.
One, two, three.
The lead guitarist for the Young Rascals, a talented fellow named Gene Cornish, who just a couple of years earlier had shoved his way into the Beatle business with this little number. Gene Cornish and the Unbeatables. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
From the Beatles Bargain Bin at 45 RPM.
I used to have my choice of all the girls around, but things just aren't the same since the Beatles came to town.
One, two, three, four. I'm gonna be a Beatle and never pull my hair, so I can look just like a teddy bear, and all the girls will scream and really gather round, for I will be the hippest boy in town. I wanna be a Beatle and really knock 'em dead, with rings on my fingers and a mop on my head. I'll buy me a guitar and some real tight pants. When I play my guitar, everybody's gonna dance. Woo, dance
Everything oldies is new again. Not just the same old, same old.
Well, which is it, young feller?
45 RPM.
I guess I must have knocked them dead down in Atlanta, D.A.
While admittedly the larger part of the tsunami of Beatle tribute records took place in 1963, 64, and 65, there was no time limit on it. 1972, Delaney and Bonnie, and you might remember them for their big hit from the previous year.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do.
Meanwhile, back at the Beatles' bargain bin... July 1963, a demo recorded to pitch a song to the Shirelles.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
They said no thank you.
Nope!
But the group who sang the demo released the single. It went to number one. And just a year later, unable or unwilling or in serious need of being able to cash in on the Beatle phenomenon, not only was the boyfriend back, they were in the Beatle business, the Angels, at 45 RPM.
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
We hate you,
Beatles. Oh, yes, we do.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
From the guy who made a whole lot of comedy, not to mention a whole lot of money, out of Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. That's 60s folk comedy guy Alan Sherman and the parental point of view. You're listening to 45 RPM this time around. Beatles Bargain Bin, songs in tribute to, about, relaying the saga of, or just taking advantage of the fact that there was a period of about 36 months in the early 1960s when you could not make money by doing something having to do with the Fab Four.
It sold and shut up.
The Beatles themselves shared in the early years that some of their major influences when it came to writing songs were the great R&B artists, soul artists, and other pop musicians, but they freely admitted that they were influenced by country music, or as it was known in those days, country western music. One need only listen to Ringo's version of Act Naturally, or even the Beatles themselves, John and Paul, in the decidedly country groove of I Don't Want to Spoil the Party.
I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know.
So in the flood of artists jumping on the Beatle bandwagon, it was almost inevitable that what's good for the Beatle goose would be good for the country gander. And among other country curios from the Beatle bargain bin, the Charles River Valley Boys at 45 RPM.
Tell me you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing.
What you don't get me, you don't get me.
Seven wonders, and your bird is free.
But you can't see me. You can't see me.
When your prized possession start to wear you down, look in my direction. I'll be round. I'll be round.
You say you every sound there is, and your bird can swing.
But you can't hear me.
You can't hear me.
Bird can swing.
you. It's me.
45 RPM.
Hi, I'm Erica Lee. I was a radio personality for more than 30 years. If you like the way radio used to sound, I'm hoping you'll check out my shows. Forgotten Hits, One Hit Wonders, Yacht Rock, The 60s Series, and The 70s Spotlight Countdown Show. You can find me on Podomatic.com, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Just go to your favorite search engine and look for Erica with a C, L-E-E. And now, back to my friend, Scott Edward Phelps.
Two things were certain during that period when radio was inundated with songs about the Beatles. Ringo was the most popular Beatle.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
They loom large, you know.
Shut up.
Songs like The Other Ringo, Ringo Beat, What's Wrong with Ringo, We Want Ringo for President, and even Bonnie Jo Mason, who eventually would become Cher, was a Ringo devotee. The other thing, and we've touched on it a little in some of these songs, the inevitable feeling that boys had watching their girls go all goo goo gaga crazy for the Fab Four and sort of leaving them behind.
What the hell is that sh-?
Or at least putting them in second chair.
What the hell is going on?
We hate you Beatles, oh yes we do.
In the last 2 hours, I've lost my job, my apartment, my car, and my girlfriend.
You still have your health.
1964, Capitol Records, the Beatles' home label. Gary Lamell, Ann Sherwin, and Ben Sherwin, a group of friends, who decided, hey, here's an idea for a Beatles tribute song.
Why, God, why?
Annie and the Orphans at 45 RPM.
Ringo, Ringo, Ringo star, how I wonder.
Long before Hair made its Broadway debut, it was Hair, Hair Everywhere on vinyl and on air. Whatever else the fans gave Ringo's first misses, they surely did give her fair warning. And buckle up, Beatle babies, we're about to go for Baroque. No, that's not a misspeak. All that and more, sometimes less, when the Beatle Bargain Bin returns.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Welcome to the alleged show.
To 45 RPM. And your host, author...
I've been thinking about writing a book.
Humorist.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
In song form.
And award-winning broadcast personality...
I know for a fact them radio waves is harmful.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are you?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. Then I'll say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, you let me be your love and seek me. You let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love I can't hide, I can't hide, I can't hide. Oh, you've got that something. I think you'll understand when I feel that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Like we said, we were going for Baroque, and we weren't kidding.
Oh, my.
Catherine Anahid Barbarian. An American mezzo-soprano who lived between 1925 and 1983. And she was a composer also, based in Italy, who worked with some of the great avant-garde music composers of our time. John Cage, Igor Stravinsky, Kurt Weill. And somewhere along the way got the bright idea that it would be cool to do albums of Beatles songs in a Baroque fashion. And yes, we too pondered the question.
Oh my God!
Why? Why?
See, the thing of it is, it's not even like a Florence Foster Jenkins thing, where the lady simply doesn't know that it's a disaster. Or our old friend Mrs. Miller, who sort of knew, but kind of went with the spotlight for as long as it lasted.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm like a dog.
You go, girl.
One other minor claim to fame, though, for Lady Kathy. She was actually mentioned by Steely Dan on their 1973 album Countdown to Ecstasy in the song Your Gold Teeth.
Even Kathy Barbarian knows there's one roulade she can't say.
Once again, all we can do is wonder.
Why, God?
Gary Usher was an American rock musician, songwriter, record producer. If you're an aficionado of 60s music, you've probably seen his name on record labels somewhere and you're thinking, I know that name, I know that guy. Well, you probably saw him as co-writer of several songs with Brian Wilson back in the heyday of the Beach Boys. Among those songs, 409, In My Room. And through the years, he wrote songs for Frankie Avalon, Wayne Newton, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Laura Branigan,
and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
No, I don't think Gary ever got around to Jerry. But along with his impeccable resume, I know, let's do a Beatles tribute song that sounds like a Beach Boys tune.
Oh, Tony, don't.
Ah, yes, 1964. And I know, that question keeps popping up.
Many of you are surely wondering why.
Gary Usher at 45 RPM.
Your face.
know, we don't usually think of Yeah, Yeah, Yeah and
Surf's Up, Dude
in the same breath, but then the new dance craze that was sweeping the nation. You're listening to 45 RPM. This time around, Beatle Bargain Bin. Songs from the bargain bin having to do with the Beatles, for better or for worse, as the case may be.
For some, the stranger, the better.
We mentioned earlier that early on, Ringo seemed to be the center of attention in most of the novelty and or tribute songs. And that's kind of understandable. Ringo's a very pleasant fella, and was even back then.
It's very clean.
When the Beatles first came to America, it was noted that John Lennon was married. In 1965, Ringo became the first Beatle to get married.
The love they give and have is shared and received.
The young lady was named Maureen Cox. And Beatle girls all over the world, well, they were happy for him and not. And they even managed to turn their best wishes meets fair warning into a novelty record. Angie and the Chiclets at 45 RPM.
Dear Maureen, now that Ringo belongs to you, love him always as we would do.
Treat him tender, Maureen. You know what we mean. Hope you understand that we're so very happy for you. We're so happy that we could cry. What a guy, what a guy. Oh, what a guy. Treat him
Oldies is new again. 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear. We know a drummer named Ringo Starr started playing drums when he was only four. Made a hit record called Love Me Do. That was the day he made his debut with the Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear. Then there's Paul, born in 42. Got his start or in Liverpool. Made a hit record called Please Please Me. It was recorded with the other three. Beatles, yeah. Now there's George, who plays guitar. He's the best, they say, by far. He co-starred with the Hurricanes, and now he's there in the land of fame with the Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear. Last but not least, there's Beatle John. He's married now, so girls, he's gone. He was the first one of the clan, and now he's leader of the rockin' band called the Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear. Every everybody. Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear for the Queen. Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear for Ringo. Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear for England. Beatles, yeah, yeah. Beatles is all we hear.
All right, yes, you've been very patient, so just go ahead and ask.
What the hell was that?
That's Johnny and the Hurricanes, who were an American instrumental rock band from Toledo back in the late 1950s and early 1960s, and they specialized in adapting popular traditional melodies into rock, using organ and saxophone as their featured instruments.
Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Organ Player.
Mr. Professional Organ Player.
And if that tune rings a bell, well, baby boomers, you locked on. It's the exact melody of a very successful theme song from the 1950s about that guy who killed him a bar when he was only three.
And killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Meanwhile, back at Johnny and the Hurricanes, they took Red River Valley and turned it into Red River Rock. They took the Army bugle call Reveille and turned it into Reveille Rock. They took Bluetail Fly and turned it into Beatnik Fly, and all of those records achieved the top 40. They even did a rock and roll version of When the Saints Go Marching In.
But wait, there's more!
Here's the kicker. The band developed quite a following in Europe, and in 1962, they played in Hamburg at a place called the Star Club. And their opening act? A little-known band. You know what's coming, right? Uh-huh.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
What would you call that hairstyle you're wearing? Arthur.
Oh, I cried my eyes out the day that they left. They sailed from Liverpool Harbour. And I'm going to miss those four jolly blokes, 'cause I'm the Beatles' barber. Give a darn.
Just how the human thing is. Oh!
And we have a chappy. His name is Paul. He might not comb his wig at all, but I love the blighters come summer or fall, 'cause I'm the Beatles' barber.
'Cause he's the Beatles' barber. Oh, he clips.
It was August 1964, and racing up the charts, his name, Scott Douglas, and surprisingly, it's not that easy to find out any real information about the guy. Then again, if you think about it, maybe it's not so surprising.
It all makes sense.
I did find a review of the single from a British newspaper of the time. Scott Douglas does a clever Cockney bit about the Beatles' barber who was sad to see them leave Liverpool. Catchy novelty item that could get some air attention. And the flip side...
You know, you're going to flip just one time too many.
The wallpaper song. The review? Another Cockney novelty, this time about a paper hanger.
They'll hang you for this.
Like we said, in those days, anybody could be a recording artist. And unfortunately, pretty much everybody was. You might think, at this point in the proceedings, that you've heard the worst of it. guess what you've got coming.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Another thing.
Oh, I hope not.
Because you haven't yet, until now, heard the Bagels from the Beatle Bargain Bin at 45 RPM.
And now, direct from their record-breaking tour of the world, making their American debut, let's hear it for the Bagels!
I want to hold your hair.
Hair, hair, hair.
I want to touch your shoe.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Someday I'll make the grade and hold your shoulder blade, because my love is true.
I say, Caps, we've got something that no other singing group in the whole world has got.
Such as?
Well, we're all bored.
We're the Bagels.
I want to hold your hair.
Hair, hair, hair.
I want to touch your comb.
Oh, oh, oh.
If I could part your wig, I know we'd get on big. In our happy world. You know how much I'll need you.
Hold it.
You know
how I'll need it. Wait a moment, Jerome.
No, man, I'm not Jerome, I'm Dingo.
Well, Jerome, Dingo, whoever you are, you're supposed to have your face rocking when Paul is wiggling his shoulder blades.
Yes, but I don't start wiggling my shoulder blades till I see Jerome rock his face.
Yes, but in all defense of Jerome, he doesn't rock his face until he sees Felix knock his knees.
Oh, let's get on with it.
Well, I'm not supposed to knock my knees till Dingo goes bub 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 on the drum, and that's my cue, man.
All right, Dingo, give us a bub bub bump so Felix can have his blasted cue.
I didn't ask for a do bumpy diddly bump 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 diddly dum dum bump. I'll just ask for a bub 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 bump.
You know how much I need you.
That's my water.
You know I think you're neat.
Stiff upper.
And all I ask is just a chance to sweep you off of my feet.
Realize we sold 10 billion records last week.
It would be divine.
5 records for every man, woman, and child in the world.
Greedy, aren't they?
But honey, babe, I swear, if I can't hold your hair, then I will just hold my.
Hang in there, you are oh so close to the finish line. Next up, a song that requires telling another story. I'm thinking time for a double dip.
What are you doing? Did you just double dip?
Here's a story.
December 1964, the Billboard Hot 100 number one song of the week was a novelty tune of sorts performed by a very successful star of a very successful Western TV show called Bonanza, the actor Lauren Green, and the song, Ringo.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Now, while the song had absolutely nothing to do with Ringo Starr, it certainly didn't hurt that in 1964, a song was called Ringo and was at the top of the charts. Some of the kids certainly flocked to the stores thinking, oh boy, a song about our favorite drummer. Not so much. But put a pin in that and fast forward in reverse to a little earlier in that year. A fellow named Don Bowman, a country music singer, songwriter, comedian, and radio host. He was actually the original host of the radio show American Country Countdown. But in 1964, he performed a song to the tune of Lauren Green's Ringo, which was a parody song about the real Ringo. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear,
Crystal?
Don Bowman at 45 RPM.
Yeah!
Found him in the gutter with a gash in his head. Thought he was dead, but he is alive instead. He is playing his drums, the country music band. Snuck up behind with a brick in his hand. Cut looked bad, so I combed down his hair. That night I created there Ringo.
Ringo.
The wound heal fast, I'm proud to say. Liked his hair combed down that way. Had to be cut just a little in front. He kept swinging, missing, falling through his drums. Liked it so well he found three other guys. Wore their hair all down in their eyes like Ringo. Together they created a brand new sound. Made girls faint and parents leave town. Tried not to like the music they played. Locked myself in my room for days. Hung Beatles pictures all over my walls. Stopped getting my hair cut. Let it grow long like Ringo's.
Ringo.
Symptoms is there. Knew I was hooked. Ran out and bought all their albums I could. Anybody ask, I denied it, of course. But I sang along until I was hoarse. It is no use, I can tell I'm sick. I'm a Beatle addict. I need to fix some Ringo.
Won't you please?
I guarded my secret the best I could, but tragedy struck like I knew it would. Word leaked out all over town. My leader, Chet Atkins, had finally found out. They took away my picks and hung up my guitar. Now I guess I'll never be a star like Ringo.
Ringo.
They say I can go home in a month or two. The cure's working fine, but my career's all through. Cut down to just two Beatle records a day and nearly stopped saying yay, yay, yay. But there's not much demand, should have known all along, for a cowboy singer with hair this long, like Ringo's.
RPM and
finally
thank God for that, huh?
Margaret Ann Marie Batavio in April of 1963, her single soared to number one on the United States charts, and she was only 14 years old.
I will follow him, follow him wherever he may.
Margaret Ann Marie Batavio, Little Peggy March. Well, when the British invasion came along in 1964, she was sort of swept aside, like many American artists were at the time. But she had a pretty big following in Germany.
Hey, watch out for that Adolf Hitler. He's a bad egg.
So somebody had the bright idea for her to do a Beatles tribute song and throw in a little German to boot.
Speaking of dumbass ideas,
you should make a very convincing Nazi.
Not one, not two, not three, but all four Beatles, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Little Peggy March at 45 RPM.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo. England, Liverpool, Mercy Beat, Cavern Club, no money. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Hamburg Star Club, Tony Sheridan, Polydor, Olsen, Paul, by John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Epstein's management, lange Haare, alle singing, yeah, yeah. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. London, USA, dann die ganze Welt, rock and roll ist wieder in. She loves you, yeah. Society, jeder nennt sie Honey. John, Paul, George and Ringo. Apple, Rubber, Soul, Sergeant Pepper's Band. Was für die Welt denn noch mehr? She loves you, yeah.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time as lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Indian Eins und Kalt kurze Haare, Buddha, aber Mami John. Beatles and Allston fall by England, Liverpool, Mercy Beat. Doch alles das war yesterday.
Darn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that.